Well, I need to ask you one more question here, that's all right?
Mm-hmm.
You said the other day that you don't consider yourself a pioneer.
Oh, well, that, you know, that slipped out. I hadn't really... What I was thinking of when I said that was the fact that I didn't arrive in the country here until 1919, and all the mining was practically over, you know. And I'll never forget this. You have to be in a country 30 years to get into the pioneers, you know. So they had a big deal going there, and I was going. They came down and asked me if I wanted to join, and I said, "Well, I haven't been in the country 30 years yet. I lack a few months being 30 years." "Oh, that's okay. Sign off." And I paid up the money, and they put the application in, and the damn investigating committee turned it down because I wasn't 3 years, so I had to wait another 3 months before I could get in. And I often thought about being a pioneer, and the old pioneers that I had associated with, a lot of them, girl with them years ago. You know, guys that come up here in 1906, 7, 8. Here I come in 1919, and I was, I figured I was a cheechocker. But I got pioneering in the aviation business, so believe me. That's what I say. I'm a pioneer in the aviation business. And the rest of these guys are pioneers in the mining business. Yeah, I got in on the ground floor in the flying business. Loved it. Everybody wondered why I never learned to fly. Well, you know, I've often thought about that myself. And I think one of the main reasons that I never learned to fly was the fact that I had 5 children when I could have learned to fly real easy. 5 youngsters, and I figured that they're without a father, it'd be real rough, you know. You go out and get yourself killed or something. And all the guys that I knew, quite a few of them, you know, had done that.